original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends with Dave and Friends. Once again, guys, here we are every single Sunday live on the air on latalkradio.com, the best internet station in the world. How's it going, guys? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. And we got co-host Kevy.
How's it going, guys?
And our in-studio guest trend teen friends today are... We got Kevin.
Hey, world.
We got Kevin and Kevy. Kevy and Kevin. Kevy, Kevin. And the wonderful Dr. Michelle.
Thank you. Is this on?
I believe it's on.
I'm just messing with you. I like to mess with you.
Of course you do.
Is this on?
And you guys can also check out Dr. Michelle's On the Couch every single Friday at 11 a.m. LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Everybody doing good today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is indeed a beautiful Sunday full of opportunity and excitement. And love. It's in the air. I can smell it. It smells like love.
Kind of does.
Right? Doesn't it smell? Maybe I just have a stuffy nose. I don't know. I'll just play with you guys. Well, as you know, on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, we are doing this new thing where we, each week, I'll be playing new and upcoming artists who will sponsor each show. Today's feature artist is Real Boy, whose original electronic creations put a new spin on the music world. If you would like to showcase your music on Teen Trends and become a sponsor, you can contact me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Send me your music, we'll talk, and I'll put it on the air, because I am an artist myself. I understand how difficult it is to be listened to, and this is a really good opportunity.
I like Real Boy. They're good.
To get heard. Isn't Real Boy good?
Yeah,
I love it.
I like him.
Good stuff.
Right. Well, as you know, on Teen Trends, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to get it on off your mind, on the, like, on the off
table.
Your chest,
on the
plate, on the table.
There you go.
That's the word.
Put
table.
Put some salt on it.
Put some salt. Maybe some. Strawberries. And with it being summer, it is indeed coming to a conclusion. And, you know, we all have fun during summer. We all have wonderful times with our friends. But the sad part about it is, you know, for seniors in high school, one of the things is friends going off to college. Really good friends that have been going off to college. I actually put up on the Facebook the topic for today's show, and I told people to send me in emails and their thoughts, concerns, anything we can help them with about that specific subject, friends going off to college. And I got some emails, and some people needed a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll get to those a little bit later. I want to talk about it first.
Are they saying they're sad, or are
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, your friends are going off to college.
Yeah.
Something on Teen Trends, we don't only relate to we don't only relate to seniors. we also relate to the younger crowd. Younger crowd being kids who aren't you know, who are maybe even going into high school, you know.
And other kids in high school who have friends that are seniors that are leaving them. And
totally.
We relate to everybody.
We relate to everybody here on Teen Trends.
And also, how about, you know, like kids who just are away from their friends for the summer. And
totally.
They're kind of bored.
Yeah.
And their parents are sending them to camp, and they're going, I don't want to go to camp.
Or a family
right?
vacation
yeah.
or
right.
something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. Completely. So, I want to start the show off with making new friends in college.
Coolage.
Right?
Who?
It says that one of a college freshman's most scared thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
things they're most afraid of.
Things they're most afraid of is meeting new people, leaving the comfort zone, and meeting new people. You know, getting into a mode, getting into, you know, you could say a crowd
mm-hmm.
that accepts them.
Yeah.
It's like high school all over again. You know.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
It's bigger because it's college.
Yeah.
And you got a lot more people in there. So something I must say is attend orientation. Number one, attend orientation.
That's always smart.
Yeah, that kind of helps you get comfortable with what's going on in the school.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, classes.
And, you know, not only that, at orientation, there are people just like you that are thinking the exact same thing, you know,
you
like, ooh, I want to meet new friends. And this is a wonderful opportunity for you to do so at orientation. Hey, we're going to the same school. Nice to meet you. I'm Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jessica. Hello,
hey, girl.
Do you think a lot
what
of
up, girl?
Do you think a lot of guys, like, I know you guys are going to college. I know y'all are going to college.
College. Yeah, bro.
Do you guys think at all, like, oh, wow, I'm going to be like meeting like 22, 21-year-old people or something, you know?
I thought of it a little bit. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not really something that I'm like afraid of just because
yeah.
it's a college environment and people are more mature there, unlike
right,
high school.
Right,
so
right.
I think it'll be scary, but I think it's going to be a lot more like welcoming.
Yeah. Well,
because,
you all three are pretty mature. You're pretty mature.
Well, thanks, Doc.
No, you are, really. I think from like you all are 18 and well, this week.
Three days.
Kevin. Yeah,
something
maybe.
Like that. Very
okay.
nice.
So, yeah. So, you guys are pretty mature, though.
Totally. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting. I'm excited for the new, like,
you
maturity level. I'm excited for the new maturity level going into college because,
right.
you yeah. know, high school, like Kevin said, you have all your kids who are still caught up in their egos and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to college and...
And their true religion jeans. And their Ed Hardy t-shirts. And their faux hawks.
And it's just, you know, like, college, you just, older people, I don't think the age is the scary part. Like, yeah they're 21,
yeah.
and that sounds kind of old to you, but for the most part, the age isn't the scary thing.
Mm.
I would say the scary thing is going into a school where you don't know anybody.
Right.
And then, you know, like, the thing is, though, you have to keep in mind that everyone else, or a lot of other people, are having those same exact thoughts.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, get down on yourself. You can't just go in a shell.
Yeah.
You gotta be out there, outgoing.
Yeah, completely. You know, and another thing with that is when you surround yourself with older people, it naturally will elevate you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
The way you act. And
yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, if you've been in high school for 4 years and you are surrounded with, you know, a bunch of 15 through 18-year-olds, you know, that are still kind of finding themselves and, you know, kind of working through their egos and, you know, putting on a mask, per se, you know, doing whatever they do to make them feel acceptable, to make them feel comfortable. And then you go into a new environment where people are much more centered and much more mature in the sense of, like, the whole mask thing is a little bit old, you know. I mean, of course, there's still going to be people that, you know, kind of wear the mask, per se.
Yeah.
That's a Fuji song, by the way, The Mask.
That's really funny. You slip that in. Can I ask you a question?
Shut up, Dr.
I'm sorry.
Michelle.
I'm sorry. It's just a psychological thing.
Is a psychological thing?
Okay. Did you guys find yourselves, you know, because I have a lot of teen clients, and I see 16-year-olds and stuff that really don't have masks. I mean, they're pretty mature. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
So... did you guys find that, you know, you guys had a lot of, like, masks or, as you call it, like, insecurities, just trying to find who you were when you were in high school?
I personally didn't have very many masks. Of course, everyone has a few, but I, mm-hmm. I like to be myself, and I put myself out there 100% best I can, and whoever takes it, and whoever doesn't can
totally.
go away.
That's a good attitude.
I knew what you were thinking. Well, I know the words that you were thinking.
How about you, Kevin?
Kevy.
Well, for me, I'd say 9th and 10th grade. I was the kind of shy kid, you know. When I went into middle school, I went into a completely new school. I didn't know anybody there. Mm-hmm. So that was really hard on me. And, you know, middle school is the hardest time of a kid's life because it's the most confusing years.
It's
going through
the
puberty.
Darkness.
It is. It is. And then it kind of carried over into high school because I still hadn't found myself in middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I was just putting on faces, seeing what people would like. And then 11th grade, I just thought, hey, you know, why am I doing this? I know who I am.
Right.
Like, I act a certain way around my close friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So why don't I just put on that face all the time? Not like the face.
No, no,
but,
no. Yeah,
know, like,
yeah.
Why don't I just
you.
Be yourself.
Be myself, yeah, right. And not try to impress people, like, if they don't like me, then that's their thing.
It just kind of hit you? There wasn't one thing or incident that made you just kind of go, whoa, I bet, you know what? I don't need to do this that you can share publicly.
Okay, well.
You don't have to. There's no, you know, I'm not, I love
no
this
pressure.
Stuff, though.
No. I would say meeting new people because I was with a group of friends, and I feel like a lot of the people hadn't been maturing much. I had.
Right.
One of my really close friends, Cole, was maturing at probably like the same level as me.
Hmm.
And we were both just kind of straying away from all the BS and the being stupid and
right.
being like little immature kids and just coming into our own. And then I met other people and had different experiences. I smoked pot. For my first time at the end of 11th grade. And I'm not saying it's like a good thing to do, but it was kind of eye-opening just all the experiences I had with smoking pot, and it like relaxed me
in social situations. Yeah.
And you know, when you're alone and you're in your little high, it's like a fake high, you know,
yeah.
But you realize things and you're just pondering within your mind, and that's kind of when I got over my insecurities. I would just, like, I had a night when I was sitting in my room watching TV and turned off the TV and just sat there for like 2 hours just thinking in my mind about myself and like
mm-hmm.
who I am, trying to find out who I am. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You're not advocating though for insecure kids to smoke pot and find their true inner self, right?
Like, that's why I was so
I know, I could see your eyes. I could see your eyes. Don't judge me, Dr. Michelle.
I smoked
stop
pot.
You know, it's not the way to go, but
no, it's not, but you know what? Once again, we at Teen Trends do not advocate the usage of drugs in any way, shape, or form. We don't do that, but we do say that enjoy your experiences. Have certain experiences. Have balance with these experiences. Because not to try it, you know, that's if you, you know, feel the absolute urge like, oh, I want to smoke marijuana, you know, like, okay, sure, try it.
I don't think parents would like to hear you say that.
Of course not. But this is why it's a teen show. This is teen trends.
Okay, I'll leave now.
All parents have been at this stage
right.
once in their life where they have, when they were like 17,
yeah.
their parents were saying, don't drink.
Yeah.
And they went and
we're not
got drunk at a
we're
party.
Not
yeah.
saying,
no, we're not
go
saying
smoke
go
pot. We're
not
saying,
that.
We're not, we're saying if, you know, if you really, if you want to have this experience, you know, in a safe environment, do it with people, you know, who you're very close with, and, you know, don't do it in major balance, you know? Like,
just don't get into smoking a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Just
no,
don't
no,
do it.
No, don't do it. Like, I would say
it ruins people
I would
a
say,
lot.
I would say don't do it. I would say completely 100% don't do it. If you want to try it once.
Yeah.
Done. Like,
yeah. Totally.
Seriously, it's not, you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah.
And you're going to be... Okay, if you're going to college, you know, you can...
You're going to be doing your stuff.
You're going to be drinking to college. You're going to be doing your own thing. But for the most part, just weed. Stay away from weed.
Totally.
Drinking once in a while with friends after a lot of studying, exams, whatever it is,
yeah.
to have a good time.
Right.
That's college.
Totally.
You know, like,
you guys
you know,
are older.
College.
Yeah, college is
but,
yeah. college thing.
Don't smoke weed.
Yeah. So, Dr. Michelle, to answer your question, my masks.
Yes.
In middle school, I was chubby. I had a big mole on my face. No, I totally
no
was.
Way.
I got it removed because I was like really like self-conscious about it.
Oh,
yeah, you see that little scar
little
right
baby.
There? Yeah, whatever.
I bet you were cute.
Hey, thanks, Doc. Do keep in mind, Doc, I am 18 years old.
Sorry.
You're legal now. Oh, God, I didn't mean that. Oh, that's so weird. That's the Doc.
You're still cute.
That's the Doc, man.
You're still cute.
The Doc is like...
the DM.
The DM, dude. The Dr. Michelle. There we go. Okay, so in middle school, I was really insecure with myself, and honestly, I got a girlfriend.
See?
And that's what made me feel secure. And then in high school, ninth grade, that carried over as well. And I used to wear, like, two religions. I used to wear, like, Abercrombie and, like, sandals. Like,
nothing wrong with that.
No, it's true.
You were a sharp-dressed man.
It's true, but, like, I was one of the
ZZ
people...
Top.
I was one of the people that, like, wore it... Just, I don't know.
Because everyone else was
wearing
it.
Yeah, I was wearing it because everybody else was wearing it. You know?
All the cool kids were doing it. I just wanted to fit in.
There you go, dude.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I...
I'm sorry.
And then I... Doc Michelle. And then I sophomore year came. No, it was actually the end of freshman year. This is what happened. The end of freshman year. And I kind of went soul searching, you could say. I was like, you know what? I don't like wearing these clothes. I wear these clothes and I feel like it's not me. I'm gonna kind of like meditate, because I've always been into like meditation and stuff.
You're very spiritual.
Thank you. Yeah. I meditated and I kind of just like focused on like who I really was, like who my inner self, my higher self was per se. And I kind of just threw on a t-shirt, a pair of skinny jeans and sandals. And I was like, dude,
that's
and
me.
No underwear. This is,
and no underwear, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a very important point. Thank you for sharing that,
I don't like
Kevin.
The undies, man.
David goes commando 24/7.
They're constricting. What can I say, man? Like, dude.
That elastic part is just so tight.
Right? No, isn't it, though?
I
no.
love this guy talk.
Isn't it?
This is so fun.
Yo, don't hate the player, hate the game.
So you discovered kind of who you were.
Yeah, and then,
meditated,
you know,
on that.
As time went by, that opened up so many doors for me. Like, as, you know, like, friends-wise and experience-wise, like, okay, so this is who I am, like, mm-hmm. like this is my highest excitement, like, this is what I like to do, mm-hmm. these are the people I want to surround myself with, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it.
Right?
That's cool. Thank you for just sharing that with me. I was just asking you,
you're welcome.
It was interesting to me how you guys kind of found who you were and the insecurities you had.
So. Well, you're so welcome, Doc Michelle.
Well, thank you.
Before we go on, back to the whole college thing,
yeah.
If you guys want to call in live on the air, you may do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. That's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Also, a new feature that we have on Teen Trends is anonymous emails. We tried this out last week, and it worked out. We got 14 emails by the end of the show. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to all of them. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of them today, because 14 is a lot, and we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it rolling. But
how many have we gotten today so far?
Well, I haven't announced it on the show today. This is what I'm about to do.
Okay,
so everybody,
sorry.
Get on your computers right now, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Send us something anonymously that you have wanted to get off your chest for a really long time.
Secrets?
Secrets.
Super
but here's the thing. It's anonymous.
Ooh.
And you can put a little name, like, just, you know, a cute little name, like...
What was the one last week? Gay and not okay?
Gay but not okay.
Yeah, that, something
yeah,
like that.
Some, yeah. A guy came out of the closet to us. It was really cool, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and we gave him some advice. Actually, believe it or not, I got an email from him after the show, like a day later, and he said, you know, Dave and it was like Dave and Teen Trends Posse.
Oh, how cute!
It was like,
very cool.
Thanks for the opportunity. You made me feel a lot better. I wish people reacted like you did, or something
yeah.
like that.
That's
you know,
good.
And
glad
I emailed it back. You know, I was just like, you know what, my man, like, just surround yourself with people who will.
Yeah.
And you'll be a much happier person. Allows you to kind of like what Doc Michelle asked us, you know, you find yourself and then
yeah.
you can start expressing who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a bunch. You
yeah.
know. So do that now. Get on your comps. Teen Trends with Dave@gmail.com. send us your anonymous secrets. You want to get them off your chest, this is the place to do it. Trust me, it feels great.
Neat
and
stuff.
It helps. We're going to get back to college. So, get involved in order to meet new people. It is imperative that you get involved on campus, right?
Yeah, it's always good.
And how do you get involved? What are some of the things do you guys think that...
you can join...
Chess club.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
those are smart people.
Just in general, clubs and like clubs, things that the school does. I mean, I was out in Santa Monica looking at some stuff, just campus tour and stuff. They're building a new music building. I kind of wanted to go see it. And there was so much going on. There were tents set up and people with signs and, hey, come sign up for this, you know. And it wasn't even Club Rush Week. It was just people out there getting kids to do things.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. Totally. I think one thing that if you're living in a dorm, I've heard this from a lot of my friends. Dorms are, that's where everything's at. That's where all the people are, you know. And people just, you'll leave your door open and people will come by, say hi, you know, like leaving your door open. It's simple as that.
It's like a welcoming, like, hey, come
meet me. Hey, come in, talk to me, whatever. Like, you'll be playing, say you're playing Xbox in your dorm room, or you play World of Warcraft, or, you know, whatever. No matter what your thing is, people will walk by and see it,
and relate.
They'll relate, and they'll be like, oh, I play that, let's talk, let's do a raid together on World of Warcraft.
That's cool. That's a great idea.
Yes, I do play World of Warcraft.
You're such a silly head.
Diablo.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Shut up, I like Diablo.
Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
They're both Blizzard games, whatever. So let's get back to the topic.
shout out to the Blizz.
You know what? We should contact Blizzard and be like, yo, you should pay us.
That's right. They could be a good sponsor, huh?
Right? Totally. You know, something else that you're going to want to do in college is find other people that have the same interests as you, because chances are...
Clubs.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, clubs.
Intense
clubs. But I'm talking more of like, you know, not necessarily just clubs, but like, I don't know, just like, oh, dude, you play guitar? Dude, I play guitar. Oh, dude, like...
You'll see someone jamming on the lawn.
Go jam with them,
dude. Go jam with them.
Yeah. And in class. I mean, if you take like a music class or something, there's obviously going to be other musicians, I would hope, in that class. Or
and art, too.
Art class. Yeah, yeah. Film, theater.
You can use your classes to meet more people because...
You should, by all means.
You know how to do it? Just sit in the middle of the classroom. Right. There's a lot of crosstalk. You're going to talk to a lot of people.
Oh, sitting in the middle of the classroom. Right. That is a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Right? And then... Yeah. Just stuff like that. Just the That's little things to surround yourself with people.
Yeah. Right.
And that'll get your thing going. I think another thing, if you're in college, get a job.
Or you're going into college.
Going into college. Or say you're already in college and you're like having those friend problems, you know?
Indeed. Yeah.
Get a job. As simple as that. Yeah. When you are working somewhere, you are going to make friends at your workplace.
Totally.
Go
it's
in
a great idea.
All the time.
You know, in any job that I've ever worked, I've always noticed that within a job, you create relationships. You create bonds. You know, you guys, you know, even like in the job, it's like, we're a team, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
true. Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's,
No, but like it rubs off, you know? Like you get to know these people and then...
You're hanging out with them every day for hours a day. And
yeah,
then,
and you rely on them and
you talk
builds.
About stuff.
Yeah.
You talk about stuff, you talk about life, then you'll eventually, you know, you reach a point where you're going to start calling them and seeing if they want to hang out stuff.
Yeah, totally.
I made a bunch of friends
from Right? Yeah. Like one of my close friends, actually, he went off to college, he got a job, and... he said that he didn't really connect with a lot of people at his school, but he ended up hanging out with his friends from work, like, every day.
Mm.
Like, he just chilled with his friends from work.
That's cool. That works, cool. Yeah.
But
so, what... Sorry for...
No, please, go on.
I just want to change it up here. I want to change it up here.
Change it up, bud.
Change it up.
Changing it up.
We're talking about new friends. We're talking about meeting all these new people, but what about... The people you're leaving behind.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This is where I want to get to an email.
Yay.
Okay.
We can run to the emails. Let's just run. I'm running. I found an email.
There's totally something kidding. Seriously wrong with you.
That's why he's the host.
No.
He was the weirdest.
That's how I got the job.
Most entertaining.
Who's the weirdest kid? Me! Over here!
You're the Napoleon Dynamite of radio.
Dude, Napoleon Dynamite is dope. Okay. Check this out. I actually got a lot of listeners' questions. That is why we did the topic. Like I said, I posted it on Facebook, told people to email me their thoughts, concerns, problems, and we'll help them out. This is where we help you out on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Help
listeners' questions. Dear Dave, I really need some help, man. My best friend, who I've been with since sixth grade, is leaving for college next week. He has always been there for me and always been the one person who, in times of struggle, has been there. I'm scared and sad. What the hell am I going to do? Oh. Kyle.
Oh.
Well, Kyle, I speak from personal experience here. A lot of my close friends are indeed going away. But, you know, it's different when you have, like, a specific, like, one best friend, you know? Like, oh, my best friend is,
like,
you know.
The one.
Right.
That's tough. That's tough.
I consider, like, people, like, my brothers, you know? I have friends, and then I have, like, brothers, you know? Mm-hmm. Brothers, you know, you could refer to them as your best friends, but I see them more as, like, family than anything. And one of my brothers, whose name is Xander. Xander, yeah, he was actually on the show last week.
Yeah.
He's coming down. But he, sophomore year, it was literally him and I against the world, sophomore year. And and he left. He went to Ojai boarding school. Because his dad was like, hey, yo, I want you to go to boarding school.
That must have been really tough on you.
It was, you know, and do keep in mind that, you know, we were best friends since, like, seventh grade.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
It kind of hurt, and I was depressed for a little while, but Kyle, I'm telling you that, if you honestly just keep an open mind, you know, stay in contact with him. Definitely stay in contact with him.
Yeah, there's Skype. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
And
right?
You still got a week left with
him.
You can
talk to him every day.
As much time with him as you two want.
Totally.
And can.
Totally. And once again, you know, I believe in the natural flow of the universe in the way of, like, if something comes out, it will be replaced. You know, if there is an empty space, it will indeed be replaced with something.
Oh, yeah.
Because
and
it's
not
it's
even
emptiness.
Necessarily replaced, because he still is your best friend because he's at a new place.
Right.
I mean, you've got phone, you've got computers. I mean, now you have phones that you can see each other with. And
the iPhone 4.
I mean, he's gonna be around for visiting, and it's not like you're never going to see him again, but it is difficult to keep that contact.
Always keep it open. Always keep it open. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who I've known for so many years, and she moved to London, and we Skype all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like my heart was broken. I haven't seen her literally in person for like 10 years.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's tough.
I see her on Skype.
Doc Michelle, your heart was broken?
Yes.
Is there something you want to tell us on Teen Trends?
And how do you feel about that?
My heart was broken. That's how I feel.
I was just going to say, you know, it's easy to make a phone call. It's easy to start up a video chat, you know.
And even if it's like, oh man, it's like a guy to guy, like we're gonna be talking on the phone, like it's your friend.
Who
Come
cares?
On, like
no,
exactly.
No,
hit
matter.
Him up and talk. Yeah.
And but one thing is, I feel like with friendships, when you're trying to maintain friendships, you should try to like make new experiences.
Totally.
I'll get to that later.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually have a caller on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm going to get you in. You're live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Izzy.
Hey, Izzy, how's it going?
Hi, Izzy.
Hey, it's really good. I'm really good, thank you. Anyway, I was just going to comment on, you know, you're talking about boarding school.
Indeed.
Okay, well, me and my best friend, Mary, obviously you guys sort of know her, we're going through exactly the same, because I'm going to boarding school, and aww, it's literally like leaving my sister behind.
Aww.
Like, isn't it so weird? I'm like really nervous, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Well, I assume this isn't your first year going to boarding school and leaving her behind, right?
Oh, no, this is the first time I'm going to boarding school.
Oh, it is the first time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm so nervous.
Just to let everybody know, Izzy and Mary are from Britain. London, Britain, England.
You
UK,
sound like
the
you're
UK.
From London.
And Mary and Izzy have been friends for quite some time, and Izzy's going to boarding school.
Yeah.
But you can keep in contact with each other all the time.
Yeah, but it's just going to be weird not going to school and seeing her, like, attacking me every morning. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, going to be strange.
It's definitely something you have to get used to. But Hopefully it won't be too
You'll
much.
Be able to keep in contact, though, yeah. like Skype it up and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's just going to be like I won't have access to the internet all the time, so...
Totally.
Izzy, there's also texting and yeah. phone calls.
No, totally.
No.
I know that you and Mary are very, very mature girls for your age. What are you going to do in this situation? Like, what is your plan for the situation? Or do you want us at Teen Trends to help you out?
You at Teen Trends are going to help me out.
Izzy. Sounds good.
Can I have an idea. Okay, so with friendships, trying to maintain friendships, I think a really important thing to do is... You can talk a bunch and you can reminisce on old times and you can talk about what's happening now, but you have to kind of create new experiences. And even though you have that big gap between you guys, like the distance gap, you can create memories together where, say, you're Skyping and then you play, like, I don't know what a girl would do on a webcam, but like say you're like playing poker with each other on Skype, you know? Like,
you're so funny.
I'd play.
Yeah, they're playing poker.
If Davey went away to college, I would play poker with him on Skype, and I'd beat his ass every time.
What kind of poker would we play, Kev?
Well, you guys know, girls would be like, do you want to see my new shoes? That's what girls do.
Izzy literally has done that to Kevin and I. Like, we'll be Skyping.
Hold
she'll
up her
like,
Nike.
Yeah, she'll be, yo, I got these.
They're not like girly sort of like things. They're so cool.
Okay, no, but Izzy, what I would say in the situation is, you know, do realize that you and Mary have created a very powerful bond. You know, and that's definitely not something that you just throw away because of distance.
Exactly.
Dr. Michelle was giving me silly faces.
No.
Yes, you were.
As well as Mary feels the same way. I mean, she's not going to want to lose contact with you. And if you have that mindset and she keeps that mindset, it's a two-way street and you guys will meet in the middle.
Good. Yeah.
And, you know, with boarding school, like, do you ever come down? Like, do you ever get free time to come down and stuff?
Yeah. But it's not very often because it's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll have to see what happens.
For sure, but, you know, also, like, Izzy, you're a wonderful person, you know, you're very outgoing, you'll definitely meet new people.
You'll find another partner in crime while you're at school, you know, but...
I don't want to replace her.
No,
she's
not irreplaceable in any way, shape, or form.
Don't think of it as a replacement.
It's more of just like, you know, well, I still do have to socialize with people, like, she'll always be there, but, you know, I'm going to make some new friends. They could never replace her, but... You know,
there will always be that space for her in your heart.
There will, in my heart.
Yeah. Izzy, thank you so much for calling in on Teen Trends. Did we help you? Do you want more advice, or are you good?
I'm good. You did help me, obviously. Right.
We love you, Izzy.
Bye,
Izzy.
I love you too. Okay, have a nice day.
Bye. Another caller on the air. Let's see what this says. Hello, you are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How can we help you?
Hey, Dave, Dr. Michelle, Kevin, other Kevin. How's it going, everyone?
It's going well.
Who are we speaking to?
My name's Dylan.
What's up, Dylan? How's it going?
Not much. You know, I was listening to your radio show earlier this afternoon, before I called, and the topic really pertains to what's going on in my life.
Very cool.
Because I'm going to college in... at the end of August.
Right.
I'm studying abroad in Israel next year.
Wow.
Oh, very nice.
Very cool.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's just kind of hard to, like, think about leaving my life right now to go on this adventure. I mean, it's exciting, sure. but at the same time, it's kind of frightening.
Right.
Oh, like, leave everything.
Right. That's funny because we actually got an email later. You know, I always read through the emails before I read them. And we got an email saying, you know, hey, I'm going away and I'm really scared.
You
know.
Dylan, do you have family members or friends over there in Israel who you can be with and who you can see on a regular basis?
I'm going by myself. I mean, I went to, like, this orientation where I got to meet a bunch of people going on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But, besides the people I met at the orientation, I don't know anyone.
Wow.
Is it like a program that they're sending like a group of people over to Israel, or is it like just...
Yeah, it's a special program where you basically study and volunteer and basically, you know, just have this adventure, this experience in Israel.
That's very cool.
That's really cool. My question for you, are you calling in to ask how you can like become like kind of more prepared, or...
Well, I guess how to like deal with leaving everyone.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of hard for me.
For sure. You know, something that I would say is look at it more than anything, and this is actually, this is what I wrote out for this other email. So if you're listening, whoever that was, I don't have your name at the moment, but whoever sent me this email, if you're listening, same advice to you. Dylan, I would look at this more as like a graduating experience. You know, this is a new step in your life, where you get the opportunity to experience a whole other side of the world. You know, if anything, this is a massive opportunity. Yes, you will miss your friends. You will miss your old comfort zone. You will miss your attachment. But at the same time, do realize that, you know, this specific instance is coming into your human experience for a specific reason, for the experience. And you can take it in any way you choose. Also, do realize that, you know, you made these friends, and, you know, you will not be forgotten. And, you know, people may... I mean, are you planning on coming back from Israel at any point?
Yeah, it's only a year, but, like, still it's kind of difficult just to leave everything for a year.
Right.
Sure. And then coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean...
Sure it is. Well, you can
know,
have
like,
Skype chats, too. You know,
yeah.
You can...
I mean, there's computers and everything.
Communication.
I think the answer to everything is just Skype.
Really?
Like, but, well, yeah, that's true. It'll make it a little bit less difficult, but still, just, like, not being around my friends, family, and loved ones.
Yeah, it's tough.
For an entire year.
Are you going out with anybody that that you're friends with? Like, do you know anybody that you're going there with?
Well, at the orientation, I met a few people that, I guess I could call friends now.
See,
good.
I
mean,
go to orientation.
There you go.
That was one of our...
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
I love the way you use the word adventure, you know, because you have to keep thinking about, it is an adventure.
It's a quest.
You know how... Exactly.
It totally is.
A
you
journey.
Are so lucky because there's most people going away to college don't get to go to another country to study. You know, they don't get to go that far and go to another culture and experience. You're going to mature so fast. It's going to be really exciting. You're going to have some wonderful experiences.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You know, and another thing, you know, of course, like with leaving comes the part of, oh my gosh, I'm not going to see my friends, you know?
Yeah.
And just know that, just know, you know, truly, truly believe. Belief is everything, man. Just truly believe that everything will work out, and it will. You know, truly believe that you'll meet new people, you'll have a wonderful time, and then when you come back, all your friends are gonna be like, Dylan, dude.
Right? As well as one more thing, I just recently took a trip to Israel in April, and I was concerned about the same thing. I mean, it wasn't a year long trip. It was 2 weeks, nothing huge, but it was still like, oh, I'm gonna miss my friends. Like, how can we keep in touch? I mean, I didn't even have a cell phone. My regular America cell phone, because it wouldn't work in Israel, but I found a way to contact them, and we stayed in touch, and whenever I got internet, I was able to, like, Facebook them and message them. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, like, you might be thinking about it here, it's kind of like, oh, it's going to be such a hassle, but once you get there, it really is pretty easy to keep in touch with people.
And think of all the cute girls you're going to meet.
Right?
And new friends.
Israeli girls are crazy for California boys.
there you go, Dylan. Do you need anything else, or... Did we at Teen Trends satisfy your wants, needs, and desires?
You actually gave me some pretty good advice, and I appreciate it very much.
Glad
anytime,
we can help.
Man. Yeah, glad
Thank
we can
you.
Help. All right, have a good one, Dylan.
You too.
Okay, bye. What a nice guy.
Bye.
Yeah, very, very cool. As we know, as everybody knows, at Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, each week I play new and upcoming artists who sponsor the show. Like I said earlier, today's sponsor for Teen Trends with Dave and Friends is Real Boy. We are going to play a Real Boy song, tell you I can get in contact with them, and check it out. It's really cool. This song is called The Ritz. It's more of a electronic, like upbeat, like...
It's like funky techno.
No,
that's
really
how
cool.
I put it.
Just play it.
We'll play the song. Check this out. This is Real Boy The Ritz. gentlemen, this is Real Boy.
Dang.
The Ritz.
That's awesome.
Okay, I've heard... Oh my god, I've heard the their first version of the Ritz, and that I think is the new and improved.
Yeah,
and
that is indeed the new and improved version of the Ritz.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful song, Real Boy. If you guys want to get in contact with them, you can do so. Just Facebook search Real Boy, and you can get in contact with them that way. Also, if you want to become a musical sponsor on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you can do so by emailing me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Talk to us, send us music, talk to me, and I'll throw you on the show, because once again, we know how difficult it is to get heard.
It's a great idea to, you know, expose new artists,
right?
And stuff.
Isn't it cool?
To the world.
I think it's cool. So, as I promised on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody's emails today, but I want to get to the anonymous emails, because I feel that the anonymous emails are just as important as the emails, in the sense of, you know, people are reaching out to us because they want to get something off their chest, and I feel you. Right? Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's start with an email. Hey, Dave. So I have a guilt problem that I can't talk to anyone about. I'm 15 years old and I smoke weed every day. My guilt comes from the fact that I have to lie every single day to my parents' faces. If I talk to my friends about how I feel guilty, they will put me down. This is where you come in. I love smoking weed, but I can't stand lying to my parents. How do I lose the guilt? 15 and smoking weed.
First of all, every day for a 15-year-old? Like,
come
wow,
on.
That yes. is...
For anybody. You
know, anybody,
you
yeah, but a 15-year-old.
Okay, from... This is Kevin talking. I think that weed kills dreams. It kills your drive in
yeah.
school. It kills...
Totally does.
It's a motivation killer.
You know what? It's just not what you want to be doing, especially at that age in your life, because
dude,
these are
yeah.
the important years. You're
right?
like you're going into college. You're trying to
you're still
get
developing.
Good grades. And,
yeah,
you know.
Totally. Okay, we got to run with these fast, but 15 and smoking weed, I'm going to tell you, stop smoking weed. Stop smoking herb. It'll help a lot. That way you
don't
have to lie to your parents, and you can start elevating yourself a little bit in life.
But how does he stop? Like, if he's with, like, the same friends every... Isn't it hard if you're, like, with the same crowd?
Right.
And,
yeah.
and automatically...
I guess you have to make a conscious choice for yourself what's more important, you know? Like, having this guilt building up within me, or smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like,
smoking weed does nothing to
help. It does nothing for you.
Benefit you. It's just this illusion that's going on in your mind.
Completely what it is.
So how does he get rid of the psychological addiction that he has to it?
If you're hanging out with people that are doing
yeah,
it every
surround
day.
Surround yourself.
Get away from the people
yeah.
that are doing it every day.
Cool. What if surround yourself?
New people.
What if you consider those people your best friends, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, for
you
sure.
Know, it's
talk to
him.
Talk to him. Be like, hey, guys, you know, I'm really trying to... Really trying to elevate myself a little bit, you know, and don't feel bad to say you feel guilty. If they're going to criticize you for that, then they're not your friends.
You yeah. know what? That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. If they're going to just go,
right.
What's wrong with you?
End of story. End of story. One, talk to your friends. If they don't accept it, find new friends.
Yeah. It's
you
not
know,
even worth
sound
it.
Like a cool guy. If you could reach out to us, then I'm pretty sure you could reach out to some, you know, other people and introduce yourself. Sound like a cool guy.
Do you think he should be honest with his parents?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, I think
really?
Yeah.
No.
No, not completely honest.
If
not completely
honest.
If he
wants to make a choice to stop, right. he should forget about it
yeah.
and not bring it up.
It's all about
okay. Maybe for like a year.
Okay.
Maybe for
we'll,
like a year.
We'll agree
like
to disagree. We'll agree to disagree because when, you know, sometimes when I do something bad and I feel guilty for it, I tell my parents and that completely rids of the guilt.
Yeah.
Is when
do they punish you or do they?
They don't. You know what? They're really understanding. They're really understanding, which is wonderful. And hopefully 15 and smoking weed's parents feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I got to get on to the next anonymous email. It goes, Dear Dave, I have just recently been diagnosed with diabetes.
Aww.
I'm a 14-year-old going into high school, but I'm so self-conscious about people thinking I'm quote-unquote contagious. So many kids are immature,
aww.
And they will give me a hard time. What do I do? Sick and intimidated.
That's aww. A tough one.
That's a toughie.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I guess he has to give himself shots or something several
yeah,
times a day
yeah.
if it's that severe.
Probably.
You know?
You know what, man? Thank you for reaching out to us at Teen Trends. That means a lot.
Yeah.
I would truly, truly say, you know, because I'm going to agree with you, kids are immature.
Yeah.
You know, high school, you know, kids are starting to mature a little bit more than middle school, but still kids are very immature. I would keep it to myself. You know, I would kind of keep it my little secret. And
unless you have really close friends, exactly.
Of course,
no.
I mean, of course, yeah. You know, if you have close friends that you can trust and stuff, then of course. But I'm saying, you know, don't kind of make it known to the general public.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know who could get the information. You never know.
And you can manage your own health. You know, like with eating right, getting enough rest, and that's all the stuff you do. And you don't, you know, overload on sugar. And you know, there's diets. I'm sure he's got to keep to and stuff like that.
And for the most part, it is high school. I mean, most people know that diabetes isn't contagious, but there are the few, like, freshmen
that are just like, oh my god, that kid's thick. Like,
I mean, you gotta not obviously not leak the information, but to a few close friends, and
you know,
if people find out, it's not the end of the world.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think the more educated the people are around him, the more open and understanding they'll become.
Yeah,
they may really appreciate him for the individual he is and what he's going through.
Yeah, totally.
The people who are going to be his friends are going to be real people.
Yeah.
That's and I see why he's concerned, because he doesn't want that slight turn of the head, you know?
Right,
like he doesn't want the difference.
I mean, nobody wants
that. Nobody wants that. Yeah. So
like that guy has diabetes, you know, and it's not even like that.
It's not like a big deal, but at the same time, he just doesn't want that.
And if there's people who are stupid around you, print out some information on it and give it to them.
Yeah.
You know, go on the internet, print out some information and hand it out like pamphlets. Like, here you go. This is just for your information. Yeah.
Sick and intimidated. Thank you very much for your email. You are indeed a sweetheart.
And good luck.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Call us back sometime.
Yeah, dude, call us. You can email me, teamtrendswithdavid@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, friends.
Family,
friends. This has been a wonderful experience with all of you. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, co-host Kevy. Thank you, Kevin. Doc Michelle.
You're welcome.
For jumping on the microphone, getting in the studio with us. You guys are wonderful. Have a happy and exciting, loving, enjoying Sunday. Bye-bye.